Hey guys, and welcome back to a special episode of Undaunted Pursuit Podcast. I'm glad you guys are joining me tonight. I'm solo. I am just recording this episode to in celebration and preparation of Easter, that one of the most important days. We'll get into that here in just a minute, but today is just a special episode, something I wanted to do and put out there just before Easter to kind of get you all pumped up about this holiday that we celebrate. But in, you know, as a lot of people show up at church that don't normally attend church, why is this the one of the few times you're showing up? If you're one of those people that show up to church just once or twice a year, Easter, Christmas, whatever, why? Why is it just once a year? Is it, do you not sin the rest of the year? Is that what it is? Or do you not need that community of believers that is just so important that you should consistently seek out all year long? So what draws a person to church these few times a year? You shouldn't, and like I said, you shouldn't only be showing up on, you know, and I put this in quotation marks, special occasions, because every day is a special occasion. You wake up with breath in your body every day. And where do you think that breath comes from? That breath comes from the Lord. God breathes into you every day, and every day we serve a living, breathing, and active God. So why do I make that statement? Well, because what we are celebrating this Easter is not the bunny. It's not the eggs or the flowers or the baskets or getting dressed up and going to church and seeing everybody dressed up and all fancy and then having that big dinner that you'd have a lot like Christmas time. It's not about the ham or the deviled eggs or the mashed taters, and you know, it's not about that. What it is, it's the most important, in my opinion, and should be yours as well, holiday or celebration, however you want to put it, day of the year. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we are celebrating on Easter. That's what we should be remembering. That's what we should, I mean, we always do think about that. We always, because we serve a living God, and Jesus is God, and what he came to do for us on this earth, to die for our sins, he was tried and sentenced wrongly because he had done no wrong. He was sinless. He died on a cross just 3 days prior for our sins, and when that stone rolled away, no body was found because he lives. You will not find his bones because he lives. And despite what you think, you know, what scholars may say in this day in our culture, in which we all remember that we still serve, we always serve and will continue to serve a living, breathing in the flesh God, and can rest assured that Jesus beat death himself for all of us, for all of our sins, past, present, and future. So I ask you again, so why do some of you only choose to celebrate that just once a year? You should be seeking out that community all year long. We should be celebrating the life that God has given us each and every day, and remembering what Jesus did on that cross for us each and every day. That's why we should die to our sins, you know, die to ourselves every day. It's a daily process. This just doesn't happen once or twice a year, and it. You should be seeking out, like I said, I know I sound like a broken record, but it's so important. And you know, church is getting a bad rap. I know some of you may say that, oh, I don't need to go to church to be a Christian. Well, no, technically not, but what else are you taking in throughout the rest of the year that you're not in church? What are you allowing yourself to see, hear, speak, do, the rest of the year. If you surround yourself with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, it holds you accountable. It keeps you grounded in the Lord. And then it becomes natural. You become to naturally live like Jesus. So, okay, let me switch gears here a little bit. Here's another celebration that we should, you know, we're Easter, we're celebrating Jesus coming back to life. We're celebrating an empty tomb because he lives in the flesh, right? What we should all look forward to after this would be Ascension Day. Why? Well, let me read this to you. John chapter 16, verse 7. But I tell you the truth, this is Jesus speaking. It is to your advantage that I will go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, the Comforter, which is the Comforter, Advocate, Intercessor, Counselor, Strengthener, Standby, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you to be close, to be in close fellowship with you. That's worth celebrating, isn't it? The fact that Jesus ascending into heaven, see, he must go so that the Holy Spirit can come. The dwelling of the Lord is in all of us. And we are guided by the Holy Spirit, whom is God. He is with all of us at all times, everywhere. And we can rest assured that Jesus is at the right hand of God, like I said, mediating for us, because he experienced everything we go through and paid a debt that we could never pay. And that's worth celebrating. So as you think about this being the only time that you go to church, some of you, or that as we all go to church, as we all sit around the dinner table and watching the kids pick up Easter eggs, you know, just keep your eyes focused on Jesus and the sacrifice that he made for us. And I just kind of wanted to sit down today and share that with you, get you pumped up, because it's exciting. He rose again. He beat death, and now he's up in heaven. He has sent the Holy Spirit, which lives in us. He lives in us. He's with us always, and he guides our lives each and every day. So, guys, if you stuck with me this long, this rant here, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And there's not going to be any outro or anything like this. This is not a normal episode. So just thanks for taking the time to listen to whatever this ends up being, 8, 10, 12, 15 minutes, whatever it may be, just to kind of get you ready for celebrating our Lord's resurrection and then looking forward into the future for his ascension and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in all of us that believe in Christ Jesus. So, guys, happy Easter to y'all, and we look forward to seeing you next week on the podcast. We've got a great podcast coming out Monday, so stay tuned for that. And we'll see you guys next time on Daunted Pursuit Podcast. God bless.